This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Teich. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Proclaiming its theme, The New Economic Wave, Clean, Green, and Blue, the Green Energy Summit kicks off in downtown Milwaukee later this week. In its ninth incarnation, organizers hope to motivate more investors and entrepreneurs to embrace clean energy and sustainable practices for the sake of the environment and the economy. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz met several people who have, in their words, already drunk the Kool-Aid and are putting their ideals into practice.
Making your way to the solar farm in Walworth County could be tricky. You have to know where you're going to find the rural installation. So I hitch a ride with Steve Johnson. He's VP of Business Development for a company called Convergence Energy, and it brought the solar project to life. I meet Johnson in Milwaukee's Menominee Valley, where he's picking up 15 freshly produced panels at Helios Solar.
This is 15 for what's under construction, and then we're going to put three more towers in.
Then we're off in the direction of Hazel Ridge Road, north of Delavan. Johnson says plunking a of rotating solar panels in the middle of nowhere came together through a series of serendipities.
The way that this whole thing came to be was that we were out pitching people to put solar on their homes, and houses might be facing the wrong direction. Somebody in the house might not like the way solar looks, so, oh gosh, where could we put solar?
One of the group's first customers owns a wholesale nursery business. Dan Osborne hired Convergence to solarize the roof of his barn.
So we had that conversation with Dan, and he goes, well, I got this 14-acre bean field, and, you know, you could do it right here. So we leased this 14-acre bean field for 25 years. At the same time, created the business model that is what we have, you're seeing out here today. And it's a model that's being looked at around the country.
The model works like this. Individuals invest in one or more panel-filled towers. The utility, in this case, We Energies, purchases the power soaked up by the solar units.
In this case, these are dual-axis trackers. They follow the sun all day long. It allows about 30% more energy to be created, but you need a big field to do that. So we're producing 30% more energy than a standard roof or ground fixed mounted system.
Investors receive a quarterly check for the sale based on their investment level.
And it's allowing people that wouldn't normally be involved in solar to be involved.
It takes a chunk of change to join the venture. Johnson says the average investor plunked down $45,000.
Like, we have a guy that owns an airport. He's got his own airport hangar. He can't have solar on it. He can put it here.
So should we step out into the mud?
Yeah.
A heavy rainstorm has produced a mucky solar field. Johnson points to its western edge. That's where construction started in the spring of 2010.
Those are the first three trackers that you see just to the left over here. A system is three trackers, and that equals 20 kilowatt DC, which produces about 35,000 kilowatt hours a year, which might be enough for three homes, you know,
so
average
you mean
size home.
One, two, three, three?
Yes, three of these towers.
Okay.
One, two, three,
okay.
is a system on our farm that is owned by one, two, or three individuals.
Trackers were added as investors jumped aboard. At the time of my visit last November, the farm was nearly at capacity. Just weeks later, the Convergence Solar Farm hit its maximum potential, 99 trackers backed up by 38 investors. The project is the second largest in the state and the only built around an investor model. As we slog through the spongy earth, we hear a low metallic moan. Johnson describes it as clicking.
Oh, they're moving?
Yeah. They all move at different times, and they just make little bit different noises, and you'll hear them. And what happens is these wake up in the morning and they're facing due east, almost vertical. And as the day goes on, they lay down flat and they keep turning, turning, turning. And so when the sun's going down and it drops below the horizon, they all reset for the next morning. So this whole field is moving and groaning and creaking, and it's like this haunted field.
At a very basic level, the panels end up in the field because Ryan Lochterman put them there. He and his team install and maintain the project.
The first thing we do is we make a straight line and mark out all the holes, and then we drill a 42-inch hole 12 feet deep in the ground, throw a cardboard sonotube in, set a piece of steel in that my welder fabs up. We brace it all up. You can see the one at the end there. He's all braced up and ready to go. And call for concrete. The concrete truck comes, fills it up.
That's what the crew is doing right now. Later in the day, a crane operator will show up. Lochterman's crew will move on to the cured cemented posts and lift and secure the panel systems.
We have ropes on each corner, each of the four corners, with a man on a rope or a man holding two ropes. And that's mainly just for wind, because we get wind out here and it can start it moving around. Then the crane lifts it up, and you see the bolt holes on the top. There's holes that line up with that on the frame. We set it down real carefully. The man in the man lift comes up underneath, slides the bolts in. We move it around, line them up. Cool. And then there's a big motor that you see. You can't really see one of these because they're on the back side. But those, you see the big silver tube sticking out the back. That's another motor that bolts on.
Lochterman gives me a lift back to drier ground, bubbling with enthusiasm the whole way.
My business, I've tripled my workforce in the past 3 years just with solar. You know, hence, we've got a master electrician on staff. So we're providing jobs for people. We're feeding a lot of families here doing this.
Enthusiasm and training aren't the only elements at play here. Timing has something to do with it. The project benefited from state funding through the Focus on Energy program, along with a U.S. Treasury Department financing deal. Flash forward to today. Right now, Convergence doesn't have another sea of solar panels to keep Ryan Lochterman and his team busy. Tom Martin is the CEO of Convergence, and he says the company isn't currently planning another project like the solar farm, just for practical reasons. Martin's is not a negative response, but a realistic one.
The concept is excellent, but you just have to have all of the conditions in place that allow it to work.
Those conditions include incentive programs like the ones that have now expired. Although the cost of producing solar panels has dropped significantly over the last few years, Martin says local incentives remain critical.
In Wisconsin, the piece that's missing is enough state incentive money to compensate for the limited amount of sunshine that we have. The one opportunity that I think there is if the state were to put in place renewable energy credits as a system similar to what has happened in, let's say, New Jersey, you can create a system that is manageable for the state but is a long-term program. So those kind of long-term programs are things that corporations can plan around, and that's what can develop solar as a significant business in Wisconsin.
Convergence can't wait for that day to come. For Lake Effect, I'm Susan Bentz.
Susan Bentz is WUWM's environmental reporter. The 9th Annual Green Energy Summit is scheduled for Wednesday through Friday in downtown Milwaukee. Tomorrow on Lake Effect, we'll learn about a company also playing a role in solar technology in Wisconsin. Keep listening. Next on the show, the challenges of convincing people that life doesn't end with vision loss. This is Lake Effect from WUWM.